From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Last week, Dr. Cairns commenced a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today, he begins the second message in the series, bearing the title, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 9. Get thee up into the high mountain. Our knowledge of Christ is somewhat like climbing one of our Welsh mountains. When you are at the base, you see but little. The mountain itself appears to be but one half as high as it really is. Confined in a little valley, you discover scarcely anything but the rippling brooks as they descend into the stream at the foot of the mountain. Climb the first rising knoll, and the valley lengthens and widens beneath your feet. Go higher, and you see the country for 4 or 5 miles round, and you are delighted with the widening prospect. Mount still, and the scene enlarges, till at last, when you are on the summit and look east, west, north, and south, you see almost all England lying before you. Yonder is a forest in some distant county, perhaps 200 miles away, and here the sea, and there a shining river, and the smoking chimneys of a manufacturing town, or the masts of the ships in a busy port. All these things please and delight you, and you say, I could not have imagined that so much could be seen at this elevation. Now, the Christian life is of the same order. When we first believe in Christ, we see but little of Him. The higher we climb, the more we discover of His beauties. But who has ever gained the summit? Who has known all the heights and depths of the love of Christ which passes knowledge? Paul, when grown old, sitting gray-haired, shivering in a dungeon in Rome, could say with greater emphasis than we can, I know whom I have believed. For each experience had been like the climbing of a hill. Each trial had been like ascending another summit, and his death seemed like gaining the top of the mountain, from which he could see the whole of the faithfulness and the love of him to whom he had committed his soul. Get thee up, dear friend, into the high mountain.
Oh, we've received, with the strength that we've been given, pressing on to victory. And for the one who's run before us, as we lay each weight aside,
till the race is run,
till the prize is won,
till we reach the finish line.
An indispensable part of the Christian life is daily Bible reading. Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, you may contact us by phone if you wish at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Hayward Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Hayward Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Moses, under God, had brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, led them through 40 years of wilderness wandering, and brought them at last to the borders of the Promised Land. But because of disobedience, he forfeited the privilege of entering Canaan and died on its borders. Now it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this account, Dr. Cairns extracts vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. The message for this week is entitled, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing, and takes its text from chapter 1, verses 10 through 18 of the book of Joshua. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns emphasizes that there is always a cost to enter Canaan. Yet, as he did for Israel, God promises his people, his spiritual Israel, great fullness in their own Canaan. Now Dr. Cairns commences this message, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing.
I want us to return this morning to the first chapter of Joshua, and we're reading from verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones, and your cattle, shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandments, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong, and of a good courage. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these verses from his precious word for his name's sake. As I read this passage, I think I can hear the sound of cheering. It doesn't take much of an imagination to enter into the spirit that must have been among the children of Israel in the occasion here described. No imagination to enter into the feeling of relief, the thrill of expectation that greet Joshua's officers as they move through the host with this word that Israel is about to enter into Canaan. After so long in the wilderness, after watching literally millions die off in the inhospitable wastes of the wilderness, this generation of Jews is eager to enter Canaan. Stern tests await them in Canaan, but so do glorious triumphs. This is the day that these people have long been awaiting. Ever since Moses died, there has been this feeling of expectancy. They have been waiting some definite word from the Lord. And now it has come. Arise, for in 3 days we shall enter Canaan. As I say, I think that there are some unrecorded cheers in this passage as the people elatedly greet the long-awaited good news. The land of blessing is now. But the fervor is tempered with the cold light of reality. Entering Canaan is going to be a costly business. There are battles to be fought. There are enemies to be faced. There are hardships to be borne. There are losses to be endured. But all these are to gain Canaan. And that makes them all worthwhile. So Joshua calls the people to immediate business. Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. And then he speaks particularly to the 2.5 tribes who claimed their inheritance on the eastern side of Jordan. He reminds them of the agreement entered into with Moses, that they will leave their cattle, their possessions, and their little ones and their wives. And the army will go across Jordan with the main body of the people, and there fight alongside of them until the whole nation enters into its inheritance. In other words, Joshua is speaking to Israel and telling them that they have the prospect of gaining their long-awaited possession. And so they must undertake, first of all, diligent preparation, and second, a fresh dedication to duty. Now, when you lift that scene from natural Israel to the level of spiritual Israel, the same truth holds good. There is a spiritual Israel that is called the Church of Jesus Christ. And we find from various New Testament references that there are very, very clear spiritual parallels to all the natural events that happened to the Israel of the Old Testament. Therefore, today, we can look at this passage of Scripture, and we can learn that the prospect of imminent blessing should inspire us to preparation and to consecration. I want us to learn the first great lesson, and that is that the Lord has promised us a glorious inheritance. For His Israel, He always has His Canaan. However men may object to that notion, however men may seek to fight against it, and through the centuries of time in the natural realm to dispossess Israel from their Canaan, God always has His Canaan for His people. And that is true of the spiritual Israel, it's true of them in this life, and it's true of them in the life which is to come. As we think of life in this world, the Lord promises Canaan blessing to the people of God. I've often drawn your attention to the description of the land of Canaan as it's given by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, where he said, "The Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of waters, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and pomegranates, fig trees, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat thy bread without scarceness, and not lack anything in it." That's the description of the natural Canaan. It's a land that we say flows with milk and honey. It's a land that is overflowing. A land that's fertile. A land that's full. A land that the Lord, says Moses, smiles upon. The Lord keeps His eyes upon it. The land of their possession and of His provision. Now, the Apostle Paul speaks of that land for the people of God. In Ephesians 1 verse 3, in those immortal words of that glorious song of praise, he is blessing God because He hath blessed us. with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Again in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, he says, "In Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." All the communicated fullness of God is in Christ. Now he says, "And ye are complete in him." That's a wonderful statement, and I wouldn't want to change it. It is a perfectly good translation of the text, and it brings to us a tremendous theme of study and of theological truth. You are complete in Christ. But yet, having said that, the word complete obscures for us something that Paul intended the Colossians to grasp. Because when he says, "In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily," he immediately goes on to use the verb form of the very same word. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. "And ye have fullness," or "ye are filled full in him, which is the head of all principality and power." In other words, there is a Canaan for the spiritual Israel. There is a land in which we know the flowing and the overflowing of the provision of God. In this land, we know the special presence of God. In this land, we know the special power of God. He goes before us to lead us step by step into the full, let me emphasize the word again, into the full experience of all his provision for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this land, for God's people, there is victory. As Canaan was to be for Israel, a land of great victory, so living in the fullness of Christ is a land of victory. Victory over sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Victory over sin. Victory over self. The greatest curse in humanity is self. The greatest threat to the onward march of any disciple of Christ is self. The greatest threat to the unity and the blessing and the usefulness of the Church of Christ is self. Long before we ever fall for Satan, long before we ever fall for the world, we fall before the idol of self. And so God has provided victory not only over sin in general, but over self, and then over Satan, and over all the strongholds of the devil. This is the land the New Testament constantly sets before us. Paul prayed in his great prayer for the Ephesians that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Imagine that. That ye might be filled with all the fullness God has in Jesus Christ for his people. When he led Israel into Canaan, it was not into a wasteland. It was not into a wilderness. It was not into a land that could barely scratch a living for them. It was not into a land that produced barely enough for the people to live on. When he led them into the land, it was a land of overflowing fullness. And when God saves his people, he brings them to a land that is a land of fullness. And he sets before them ever greater fullness. There is always the promise of a glorious inheritance, a glorious fullness before the people of God, that ye might be filled to overflowing with all the fullness that there is in Jesus Christ. That's why he commanded the children, or the Christians in the church at Ephesus, to be filled, constantly filled with the Spirit. That is what God sets before His people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.